You know, it's just incredible to watch MicroStrategy continue to lead the charge in the institutional Bitcoin space. They've just snapped up another 24,869 BTC for roughly $2 billion, pushing their total stash to an absolute massive 843,738 coins. It's honestly thrilling to see them doubling down like this.
It really is. And this latest move perfectly aligns with Michael Saylor's long-standing thesis. He's been incredibly clear that Bitcoin isn't just another asset, it's digital gold. He fundamentally believes it's a far superior long-term store of value compared to inflationary fiat currencies, and this purchase is a direct reflection of that conviction.
I love how he's turned that into a real-world strategy. By leaning on Bitcoin's hard cap of 21 million coins, he's essentially built a massive hedge against economic instability. It's a bold bet on sustained long-term appreciation, and you can really feel the confidence in how they're executing it.
And execution is exactly where this gets fascinating. From a financial standpoint, they didn't just dip into the cash register. Roughly 97% of this acquisition was funded through the sale of specific securities, what the market calls SDRC sales. It's a highly disciplined approach to capital allocation.
That's what makes it so brilliant. They're accumulating Bitcoin so efficiently without diluting shareholder equity or taking on traditional debt. It's like they've cracked the code on scaling a crypto treasury while keeping the balance sheet healthy.
Precisely. By effectively converting their entire balance sheet into a Bitcoin treasury, MicroStrategy now operates as a direct proxy for Bitcoin exposure. For investors, that's a huge advantage. You get all the upside potential without the headache of managing private keys or navigating complex crypto custody solutions.
And honestly, when a company of this size makes a move like that, it sends ripples through the entire market. These massive institutional buys create real demand shocks that can push the price up, but more importantly, they signal serious institutional confidence. It's like a green light that encourages the rest of the market to step in.
That's a fair point. For the broader investment community, MicroStrategy's activity has become a reliable barometer for institutional sentiment. It demonstrates that there's robust market liquidity and, increasingly, a regulatory environment that's actually conducive to corporate crypto adoption.
It really does feel like we're witnessing a fundamental shift in how companies manage their treasuries. Instead of just parking cash in traditional reserves, forward-thinking firms are starting to treat Bitcoin as a core strategic asset. It's such an exciting evolution for the financial world.
Absolutely. MicroStrategy's relentless accumulation strategy isn't just about one company's balance sheet anymore. It's actively setting the standard for how traditional finance and the digital economy can successfully intersect. We're really just getting started.